Let's try it.
Okay, this is Jeff Hacker. I'm talking to Merrill Powell. It is, what is today? Today is Wednesday, February 16th, a couple of days after Valentine's Day, 2011. And I wanted to ask you a short question about the styling and design of the Victrix S1. We talked a little bit earlier about the intention that Doc Boy-Smith and Hugh Jorgensen had when they set to design the car, and you gave me specific things about how that car was designed, and rather than put words in your mouth, why don't you go ahead and tell me what you remember about the design of the S1.
Well, Doc told me that his intention was to, quote him, out-jag the Jaguar, the XK120. The Jaguar had a vertical grille, so Doc did a horizontal grille. Jaguar was slab-sided, so Doc rounded the sides, Doc and Hugh. Defined the rear fender more than the Jaguar, bringing the line all the way down, fender line all the way down the side. That was principally it. The original S1 was 102-inch wheelbase, the same as the Jaguar, but wider to accommodate American running gear. So basically, that was the guiding principles behind the design.